You're listening to WCRB In Concert with the Handel and Haydn Society. I'm Alan McClellan. And the concert continues now with Beethoven's Eroica Symphony, conducted by Richard Egar. Beethoven, like many of us these days, was fascinated by politics. And he was especially fascinated by the upstart commoner Napoleon, who dared to rise up to overthrow the established order of things, the old order of hereditary rule, kings and queens and aristocrats. Beethoven was deeply inspired by this brand new concept of democracy, a subversive idea in 19th century Europe. And Napoleon seemed to embody the ideals of this movement. If Beethoven had stuck to his original plan, this third symphony would have been called the Bonaparte. But then in 1804, Napoleon proclaimed himself emperor, and that was the end of it as far as Beethoven was concerned. His friend Ferdinand Ries wrote that Beethoven broke into a rage and exclaimed, "So he is no more than a common mortal. Now he too will tread underfoot all the rights of man, indulge only his ambition. Now he will think of himself superior to all men, become a tyrant." Beethoven went to the table, seized the top of the title page, tore it in half, and threw it onto the floor. And from then on, this was known not as the Bonaparte Symphony, but as the Heroic Symphony. But even though the hero he admired was a disappointment to him, the idea of heroism still burns brightly in this revolutionary Third Symphony. And here is Richard Egar to conduct Beethoven's Third Symphony, the Eroica, with the Handel and Haydn Society Period Instrument Orchestra at Symphony Hall on WCRB.
Thank you. Thank you.
Beethoven's Third Symphony, The Eroica, recorded by WCRB at Boston Symphony Hall. And we heard the Handel and Haydn Society Orchestra conducted by Richard Egarr. As Richard Egarr says, this symphony is just monumental in its demands on an orchestra's energy. But it's also monumental in its impact, communicating its ideas about heroism effectively to the listener without any words at all. I'm Alan McClellan, and this is WCRB in Concert with the Handel and Haydn Society. You can find our broadcast schedule for WCRB in Concert at our website, classicalwcrb.org. That's where you can also hear this concert again on demand. Again, that's all at classicalwcrb.org. There are a couple of opportunities to hear the Handel and Haydn Society in the coming weeks. The first is coming right up next weekend when H&H Concertmaster Aislinn Noske is the soloist in Mozart's Third Violin Concerto. And Harry Christophers is the conductor, also leading the orchestra in two symphonies by Haydn, the 26th and 86th. That's this Friday evening, January 27th, and Sunday afternoon, January 29th at Symphony Hall. I'm Alan McClellan, your host and producer of this broadcast of the Handel and Haydn Society. Our audio producer is Antonio Oliart-Ross, with assistance from Joel Watts. Our thanks to H&H Artistic Director Harry Christophers, President and CEO David Sneed, and Vice President of Artistic Planning Ira Pedlikan for making this broadcast possible. Thank you for joining us for In Concert.